Their officers stressed the importance of such things, that it would make the difference between life and death, that the men must do it instinctively right the first time, as there would not be a second. So the men of Easy got to know the English countryside. They attacked towns, hills, and woods. They dug countless foxholes and slept in them, learning how to do it despite rain and cold and hunger. In early December, back in the field again, the company dug in around a high, barren, windswept hill. The platoon leaders told them to dig their foxholes deep, difficult in the rocky soil. Soon, an armored combat team of Sherman tanks attacked. "They roared up the hill at us like primeval monsters," Webster wrote in his diary. "Stopped, turned, and passed broadside. One charged at me. My hole wasn't deep enough for a single tread to pass safely over me, so I yelled frantically, 'Straddle me! Straddle me!' which he did." Carson's entry read, "It was the first time a tank ran over me in a foxhole. Scary." There was a lot of night work, Gordon recalled. "We would cut across country and crawl over fences and through gaps and go through woods and wade creeks." In the process, the members of the squads and platoons, already familiar with each other, grew intimate. "I could see a silhouette at night," Gordon said, "and tell you who it was. I could tell you by the way he wore his hat, how the helmet sat on his head, how he slung his rifle." Most of what they learned in the training proved to be valuable in combat, but it was that intimacy, that total trust, that comradeship, that developed on those long, cold, wet English nights that proved to be invaluable. They were jumping on a regular basis, in full gear, learning how to use their risers to guide themselves to open, plowed fields rather than come down on a hedgerow, road, telephone pole, stone wall, or woods. In the C-47s, in the cold, damp English air, their feet were numb by the time the green light went on, so that when they hit the ground, the feet stung and burned from the shock. A major purpose of the jumps was to learn to assemble quickly after landing. Not so easy to do for 2nd Platoon of Easy on the first jump, as the platoon came down 25 miles from the drop zone. There was tension. Members of the 82nd Airborne, stationed nearby, would tell the troopers from the 101st what combat in North Africa, Sicily, and Italy had been like. The officers especially felt the pressure of combat coming on. None more so than Sobel.